From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Monday summoned Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian to discuss draft government regulations for Papua Special Autonomy Law. At the meeting, Karnavian reported on developments in the formulation of two government regulations pertaining to institution and financial governance for Papua Special Autonomy. It was stated by Vice Presidential Spokesperson Masduki Baidlowi in a written statement released on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Baidlowi further said, according to Karnavian, the two draft government regulations must be endorsed no later than October 19, 2021, or 3 months of the enactment of Law No. 2/2021 concerning the second round of amendment to Law No. 21/2001 concerning special autonomy for Papua Province. Reforming the healthcare system is one of the key requirements for Indonesia to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. As quoted by Antara, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin at an online meeting on Monday said, the government's task is to carry out a major transformation in Indonesia's healthcare system. Minister Budi Gunadi explained, the president told him, facing this global crisis now begins with the health system. So, this is the best time for Indonesia to carry out a major transformation and reform of health services. He also explained such a transformation needs to include the reform of primary health services, followed by secondary health services. He cited the example of pediatric patients with diabetes and expressed the hope that primary and secondary health services will provide a sense of security and the best care for patients, especially children. The Indonesian government received 15.2 million doses of the AstraZeneca and Sinovac COVID-19 vaccines in 3 batches on Monday afternoon. There are 2 types of vaccine brands that have arrived. From AstraZeneca, as many as 1,086,000 doses, and Sinovac, as many as 5 million doses. It was said by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, while delivering a press statement that was virtually monitored on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He informed the 43rd and 44th batches of the vaccines from the 2 brands were received in the form of finished products. Meanwhile, the 45th arrival batch of around 9.2 million vaccine doses was received from Sinovac in the form of raw materials, taking the number of vaccine doses received on Monday to 15.2 million. The Jakarta Creative Festival 2021 was held to support the Proud of Indonesian Products and Proud of Indonesian Tourism campaigns and expedite national economic recovery. It was said by head representative of Jakarta's Bank Indonesia, Oni Wijanarko, at the Jakreative Fest opening ceremony held virtually on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He explained, Bank Indonesia wants to provide information, story, and interaction with industry players in syariah enterprises, creative industry, National Film Industry, Coffee Industry, Jakarta Tourism, Fashion Industry, and Payment Digitalization. He further said by collaborating to find various potential new sources of economic growth, Syariah enterprises, creative tourism industry, including MICE or meetings, incentives, conferencing, exhibitions, as well as digital economy and finance, can find the space and opportunity to expedite national economic recovery. Now we move to the international news. The United States has suspended its diplomatic presence in Afghanistan and will conduct its operations out of Qatar, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday, adding Washington will press ahead with its relentless efforts to help people leave the country, even after its troops have pulled out. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Blinken's statement comes after the departure of the last U.S. plane, leaving behind thousands of Afghans who help Western countries and might have qualified for evacuation. The operation came to an end before the Tuesday deadline set by President Joe Biden, who has drawn heavy criticism from both Democrats and Republicans for his handling of Afghanistan since the Taliban made rapid advances and took over Kabul earlier this month. A divided UN Security Council on Monday adopted a resolution calling on the Taliban to allow safe passage for those seeking to leave Afghanistan, but did not mention the creation of a safe zone in Kabul, as suggested by the French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the resolution, which had 13 votes in favor and abstentions by Russia and China, also stressed the importance of maintaining humanitarian access, upholding human rights, reaching an inclusive political statement, as would say settlement, and combating terrorism. We end the news with the World Health Organization that has warned a spike in coronavirus infections and a slump in vaccination uptake is holding back Europe's effort to curb the pandemic. As quoted by BBC.com on Monday, the WHO's Europe Director Hans Kluge said a recent increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths was deeply worrying. He blamed the more infectious Delta variant, the easing of restrictions, and summer travel. Mr. Kluge predicted Europe could record another 236,000 deaths by December. The WHO says the region has recorded more than 65 million confirmed cases and 1.3 million deaths since the start of the pandemic. COVID infections across Europe declined in April, but started to creep back up again at the end of June. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Over the past 2 months of implementing community activity restrictions PPKM in Java and Bali, Monday evening, President Joko Widodo announced improvement in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Although the PPKM remains in effect until September 6, there are some waivers of various fields. Positive data on the transmission of COVID-19 until Monday evening showed a number that was far below the positive number in mid-July to mid-August. Yesterday, the number of confirmed positive reached 5,436 within a day. This figure is far below the confirmed figure that has reached more than 50,000 within a day. President Joko Widodo also remarked that the national hospital bed occupancy rate was only 27%. This progress is certainly welcomed by the community. It can be imagined that people may return to their normal activities. They can go to earn a living without any more barriers on the road. School children can go back to school to share face-to-face learnings. In fact, the Banten Provincial Government has announced that it will implement face-to-face learnings starting from September 1st tomorrow for senior high school or high vocational schools. This improving pandemic situation shows that so far, the policies implemented by the Indonesian government have been viewed appropriately and have brought about good results. The health protocols were successfully enforced. About 96.5 million vaccines have been injected to Indonesian citizens. Vaccination continues to be accelerated and supported by a lot of related stakeholders. The health system is not collapsing. This is evidenced by the occupancy rate of hospital beds, which continues to decline. The number of deaths due to the COVID-19 continues to decline, along with the increase in the number of recoveries. However, President Joko Widodo reminded the public not to be careless and keep being cautious in responding to this improving trend. He also affirmed that the Indonesian nation must take important lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic situation experienced by various countries. Several countries where 60% of the population have been vaccinated are still undergoing a surge in the transmission of COVID-19 cases. This happens because the community disobey being disciplined in implementing the set health protocols. Admittedly, the cooperation of all parties is the main requirement to shake off from this pandemic. The public must continue to apply health protocols. The government should accelerate the vaccination program and maintain the health system. However, the government must not be careless with hoaxes related to the pandemic and vaccines that still exist today. The key to breaking these hoaxes is to establish good communication between the government and the public. This communication is so essential so that the public fully understand the government's program related to the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result, they are not easily carried away by hoaxes. I'll begin today in history with August 31st, 1926, when Jong Indonesia or Pemuda Indonesia is ratified. On August 15, 1926, several youth organizations held a meeting in Jakarta to discuss a permanent body for Indonesian youth. They formed the Association of Indonesian Students, or PPPI. As a result, on August 31, 1926, the Article of Association of a new organization called Jong Indonesia or Pemuda Indonesia were passed. PPPI proposed holding the Second Indonesian Youth Congress. It was this Second Indonesian Youth Congress that resulted in the Youth Pledge on October 28, 1928. Let's move on to August 31, 1997, when Princess Diana died. Lady Di Frances Spencer, ex-wife of Prince Charles, Crown Prince of the United Kingdom, died at the age of 36. The car she was traveling in with her boyfriend Dodi Al-Fayed had an accident in the Point de l'Alma tunnel, Paris, France, on August 31, 1997. Princess Diana was rushed to a hospital in Paris, but her life could not be saved. Her funeral was watched by about 2.5 billion people around the world on television. I'll end today in history with August 31st, 2005, when the accident of the Al Aimah Bridge occurred. On August 31st, 2005, thousands of Shia worshippers crossed the Al Aimah Bridge in Baghdad, Iraq, to make a pilgrimage to the Al Qadiyamah Mosque, the shrine of the Shiite Imam Musa al-Kazim. The riots broke out after a pilgrims provoked panic among thousands of people accusing someone of carrying a bomb. The panic led to chaos, and hundreds of people fell off the bridge into the Tigris River, and some died from being crushed and trampled on. The incident killed 953 pilgrims.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, continue to strive for smooth trade flows in the Asia-Pacific region to implement the mandate of the APEC's trade ministers responsible for trade, or MRT, in June 2021. As quoted on the kemendak.go.id, the 3rd APEC Trade and Investment Committee meeting APEC CTI3 on August 24 to 26, 2021, virtually revealed that efforts to ensure supply chain networks remain open and smooth implementation can be achieved through commitments by reducing trade barriers in the form of tariffs and non-tariffs, increasing trade facilitation by utilizing digital technology, and accelerating the implementation of the WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement, or TFA, as well as the safe reopening of international travel. Director of APEC Negotiations and International Organizations at the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Farid Amir, who was present at the CTI3 meeting, expressed Indonesia's view that APEC's efforts in overcoming the impact of the pandemic are in line with the current efforts of the Indonesian government. He perceived that to produce the trade barriers, Indonesia encourages initiative to minimize the non-tariff barriers, especially in the agriculture, forestry, and fisheries sectors. Farid further stated that this was done considering that the sector favors the economic development of developing members for poverty alleviation. He also explained that the use of technology will encourage the modernization of trade facilitation as a whole and create opportunities for the government and the private sector. However, it is necessary to consider the capacity and digital divide between APEC economies, especially in terms of infrastructure readiness and policy frameworks, including prioritizing capacity-building activities and sharing policy information. Besides, Farid also remarked that accelerating the implementation of the WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement will also contribute positively in accelerating economic recovery and facilitating trade flows. Indonesia welcomes capacity-building programs related to WTO Trade Facilitation Agreements as well as APEC discussions regarding support for the multilateral trading system and the WTO reforms, especially in support of the 12th WTO Ministerial Conference in November. Meanwhile, on a separate occasion, Director General of International Trade Negotiation at the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Chatmiko Briswijaksono, said that the APEC Forum plays a very crucial role in carrying out the mandate of the APEC trade ministers. He also stated that the contribution of all working groups in the APEC Forum in following up on the mandates of the APEC trade ministers is needed if they want to realize their joint commitment to address the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia. hatiku, namun kini aku berbalik. Jatuh cinta dan bernyanyi la 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 la. Aku jatuh cinta kepada dirimu, orang yang tak pernah ku bayangkan, tak pernah ku mimpikan. Berniat untuk menyatakan rasa cintaku, semoga tanganku berjodoh untuk bertepuk dengan cintamu. Aku jatuh cinta kepada dirimu, orang yang tak pernah ku bayangkan, tak pernah ku mimpikan untuk bisa jadi pacarmu.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, if the situation is getting better when we can travel again, please visit various regions in Indonesia, such as South Kalimantan. In addition to visiting beautiful tourist objects, in South Kalimantan, you can also enjoy a variety of special foods. You will find a variety of foods with the name Masak Habang. There are chicken Masak Habang, egg Masak Habang, and snake head fish Masak Habang. Masak Habang is actually a seasoning. It is very commonly found in various kinds of cuisine, typically Banjar tribe in South Kalimantan. Habang in Banjar language means red. Just like the name, Masak Habang seasoning is red color. The red color of Masak Habang seasoning is produced from the main ingredient, which is dried red chili. This seasoning also uses shallots, garlic, ginger, cinnamon, terasi or shrimp paste, salt, and brown sugar. Even though it has a dark red appearance, Masak Habang seasoning doesn't taste spicy, but tastes a bit sweet because it uses brown sugar as a food delicacy. Listener, various kinds of dishes can be combined with Masak Habang spices. The most common ones are hintalu or eggs, haruan fish or snake head fish, chicken or chili sauce. Masak Habang dishes are often served at sultanate events, parties, weddings, and formal events. As time goes by, this food can be enjoyed by all people and become a culinary heritage from Kalimantan. It is not difficult to find restaurants or food stalls that sell this menu in Banjar Regency and other areas in Kalimantan. listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Hancur hatiku mengenang di kau, menjadi keping-keping setelah kau pergi. Tinggalkan kasih sayang yang pernah singgah antara kita. Masihkah ada sayang itu? Memang salahku yang tak pernah bisa meninggalkan dirinya untuk bersama kamu. Walau untuk terus bersama kan ada hati yang kan terluka, dan ku tahu kau tak mau. Sekali lagi maafkanlah, karena aku cinta kau dan dia. Maafkanlah, ku tak bisa tinggalkan dirinya.
Thank you.
yakin ku terus bersama. Jalani semua cinta yang telah dijalani. Tapi bila itu yang kau pikir yang terbaik untukmu, bahagiaku untuk dirimu. Sekali lagi maafkanlah, karena meninggalkan dirinya untuk bersama kamu. Walau untuk terus bersama, kan ada hati yang kan terluka. Dan ku tahu kau tak mau. Sekali lagi maafkanlah, karena
listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, a special segment in Voice of Indonesia's program, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcast Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Jam 7 Pas. Jam 7 Pas, which means 7 o'clock sharp. Following is an example of a conversation themed Jam 7 Pas. Jam 7 Pas, which means 7 o'clock sharp. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela, who are working from their respective homes. Mela told Kevin about the time of the meeting. Let's listen to the conversation.
Jam berapa rapatnya nanti malam?
Jam 7, pas.
After listening to the conversation, here are some phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, Jam 7, pas. Jam 7, pas, which means 7 o'clock sharp. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Jam berapa? Jam berapa, which means what time? Rapatnya? Rapatnya, which means the meeting. Nanti malam? nanti malam, which means tonight. Jam 7 pas, jam 7 pas, which means 7 o'clock sharp. Jam berapa rapatnya nanti malam? Jam berapa rapatnya nanti malam, which means what time is the meeting tonight? Jam 8 pas, jam 8 pas, which means 8 o'clock sharp. Jam 8 tepat, jam 8 tepat, which means 8 o'clock sharp. In the conversation, you hear the phrase jam 7 pas, jam 7 pas, which means 7 o'clock sharp. The phrase is used to express time. The expressions 7 pas, which means 7 sharps, indicates that the meeting will start at exactly 7 o'clock. You can also say jam 7 tepat, jam 7 tepat, which also means 7 o'clock sharp. The phrases 7 pas, and 7 tepat, which both mean 7 sharp, is the same as exactly at 7 o'clock. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the expressions in conveying time. Jam berapa rapatnya nanti malam? Jam berapa rapatnya nanti malam? Which means what time is the meeting tonight? Jam 8 pas. Jam 8 pas, which means 8 o'clock sharp. Jam berapa rapatnya nanti malam? Jam berapa rapatnya nanti malam? Which means what time is the meeting tonight? Jam 8 tepat. Jam 8 tepat, which means 8 o'clock sharp. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Jam berapa rapatnya nanti malam?
Jam 7 pas.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Indonesian with the team 7 o'clock sharp. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nugo Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Dunia belum berakhir. Bila kau putuskan aku, masih banyak teman-temanku di sini menemaniku. Dunia belum berakhir. Bila kau putuskan aku, wajahku juga jelek-jelek amat. Ada yang mau ku pikir-pikir, ku pikir-pikir.
Dunia belum berakhir.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Sepanjang Jalan Istane by Majinur Darlisanto. The song Sepanjang Jalan Istane is a Malay song from Sambas, West Kalimantan. This song tells about the city of Sambas, which is crossed by the Sambas River. Not far from this river, there is Sambas Palace near the waterfront, a place where people can relax while watching boat race. The lyrics of this song contains a message that invites people to build the beloved city Sambas together. The song Sepanjang Jalan Istane was released in 2019 in the album Falsafah Melayu. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Sepanjang Jalan Istane by Majinur Darlisanto. Enjoy the song.
Sambas besimpang tiga namanya muare ulaka dipandang tan sadapinya lataknya dapanlah istana. Sambas, Sambas
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.